It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is over there in Switzerland somewhere, and she's going to tell us maybe exactly where. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Hello, everybody. Yes, from Switzerland, soon to France, which is also the topic of our week conversation. I think it's really worth it to speak about France and the Yellow Vest one more time, because this is definitely a movement that is developing in something extremely serious for France, for the country's future. I know that at the moment in the US, with the shutdown and all the issues around it, there is little time to look at what's happening in Europe. But this might well change and shape the future in a different manner. It's maybe still a little bit early to say, but there are some signs that that show the importance of the Yellow Vest, not only in France, but actually in for the future of the European Union. A few days ago, French Prime Minister Edouard Philippe made a speech on TV and announced some new legislation, some new laws to sanction protesters who wear masks during demonstrations, and also would sanction more heavily people who call for spontaneous unauthorized protest in the street of Paris. This marks a change also in the attitude, in a way, of the government, while they were trying to be very understanding at the beginning of the movement, and that was between November and December. For example, freezing the new green tax on fuel, which actually was the trigger for this entire movement, by also trying to accommodate other requests, like not taxing elderly people who can barely make it through the month, and trying to find also other ways to new taxes that would not be only a burden for people who already have problem in France. So they seemed to try to find a new dialogue, also in installing as of January what they call a big country debate on what people would like to be changed in the country. But all of this didn't really help much. And even though the amount of people demonstrating seemed to go a little bit down, maybe due to the festivities, Christmas, New Year, it also looks like they are gaining in strength again, and asking for much, much more than what has been given until now. As I said previously, they believe that Emmanuel Macron is a president for the elite. They believe that he doesn't really care about people who are struggling and having difficulties. For next weekend, for example, there will be 80,000 security officers across France in all the hot spots. And that shows that the government is preparing for some really serious unrest. Let's not forget that more than 1,000 people have been injured, six have died, cars have been burned, some shops looted, an official government office door was rammed, people in the movement also called for people to enter the Élysée. So there is definitely a form of extreme violence linked with this movement that is probably also linked to extreme despair, but the government is not ready to accept such an amount of violence. And I am going to give you an example, a very small example of what is happening right now in France. There was a man that decided to box to really hurt two police officers. He did, and he was later on arrested. And someone put for him on a platform, a European platform like the GoFundMe called Litchi. And in less than 24 hours, 110,000 euros were given to this man, with many messages of solidarity and encouragement. This is a man that basically boxed and hurt two police officers. So it's a very debatable thing to give money to such a person, and basically in a way also encourage other people to do exactly the same and to then also get money for their actions. So France is at the moment in a situation of a lack of dialogue. And when there is a dialogue, one really has the feeling that everybody is speaking on its own, but not really speaking to each other. Obviously, the extreme right and extreme left are taking great advantage of these demonstrations and of this unrest. The Yellow Vests have definitely a large support in the population. And this is when it becomes extremely complicated, because the government would like to have a reasonable dialogue with the Yellow Vests, but they are also infiltrated by many people who see there is an opportunity to have maybe the government so shaken that it's not able to do its works and its work anymore. Why did I say that it could have an impact on the European Union? I would like to explain that very briefly. It's because, for example, the Yellow Vest got the full support of the actual Italian government, which, as we know, was also a party that was completely born from the unhappiness and dissatisfaction from the population, who then in a very short amount of time this party was able to be represented sufficiently in order to be even elected in the highest levels of the government, they feel completely a real solidarity for the French movement of the Yellow Vest, and they completely encourage them to have a party, to have leaders that could even in the near future maybe be elected as representative in the European Parliament. And this is why this movement is not just a movement like any other, but is definitely something more serious than that. We will see how it develops. It usually take place during weekends, and we will have to see if it will be able, if this new movement will be able to make a clear separation between basically troublemakers and other people that have maybe some more serious demands, but that are able to also express these demands in a way that can be taken serious from the French government. I think I'm not exaggerating when I'm saying that this is a movement that is to be taken very seriously, because it has a large support in the French population, even though people are scared from so much violence and people would like to have some order reinstored. But at the same time, the demands and the new directions that such a movement would like to see are supported by many people in France from all boards.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer. Over there.
My pleasure.